they turn out good as a field to finish them off a close game?
You know, just to finish a close game like that, that's big for us. It feels real good. We've been in that situation plenty of times. You know, so we get in this situation again, it ain't no reason why we shouldn't know how to finish. You know, we've been here game after game. It ain't been one game. We've been at a close finish at the end. So we finally just accomplished, you know, how to, you know, take that big game and just finish.
That was your first taste of Steelers-Browns. Was it everything you thought it would be?
Oh, yeah. Everything I thought it was going to be. I knew it was going to be a lot of smash my football, emotional game. For a lot of the, you know, veteran players and, you know, for our young guys, we just getting into it. But, you know, we do understand a rival game is a rival game no matter where you go.
Good weekend for you, huh? Alabama yesterday.
It was a great weekend for me. Now I'm just waiting for my boys this weekend to see what they're going to do against Georgia. And we're going to come back to Oakland and do everything we can.
So you must have some big eyes on that touchdown run because it looks like a pretty nice hole opened up. What did you see on that play and then who was kind of like the offensive lineman that kind of just blocked.
Well, it was a counter play for us, and Alex Smith, he pulled around. When he hit the dude dead in his mouth, I knew it was going to be a touchdown, and I seen the safety drop. I was going to run him over, but I seen him tilted to my left a little bit, so I just ran straight past him.
Was this the hardest hitting game you've been involved in?
That's the best defense I've played against since I've been in the NFL, hands down. And you know, hard hitting, I took a few shots. But, you know, that probably was the hardest hitting team I played against so far.
What were you guys saying in the huddle? The defense gives you the ball, it takes the ball away 8 times. What are you guys talking about in the huddle when they do that?
The only thing I said, Dan, let's leave it all out here on the field. It's nothing else we can do. Just leave it all out here on the field, put it all on the line. Y'all defense playing good. We got to bag them up, guys.
What do you hope this does for you guys?
Just lead to a lot more wins. And just go uphill. Because, you know, games like this, man, just shows that we can play with anybody. And Pittsburgh Steelers is one of the goodest organizations it is out there. And, you know, they got a good leader with their head coach. And so, beat a team like this, it means big, you know, big stuff's going to happen.
Trent, what are you guys telling each other after that early pick six by the Steelers?
Oh, we got to play ball. It happens. They're still in the game. And we can't let nothing, you know, destroy our mind right now, and we got to make sure we keep pounding. Got to make sure we keep, you know, throwing the ball good. You know, we made a mistake. Hey, get back up and play the next drive. You should go right back out there on the field.
Physically, did this game feel any different? You know, Steelers, number one defense, like a bunch of hard hitting guys.
They was a lot faster than other defenses, and they did, you know, stack the box a little bit more. And so I think that from a point of perspective, they was, you know. Their main goal is to start the run. I think if you score a passing touchdown on them, that's like it don't even count. And so if you score a rushing touchdown on them, that hits them real hard. That makes them real mad. So, you know, we scored a rushing touchdown on them, and that felt real good for us. Even better to win the game.
When they explained the rivalry to the league this week, and they kept saying you don't understand until you play, was it like that? Did you not really get the level of the rivalry until you're up in the
game? Yeah, you really, you know, people say stuff about, you know, this place and that place, but, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers and Cleveland Browns is a big rival, and I finally found that out today. And, you know, you can hear about it all week, but you never know until you get there. You have fans out here early in the morning, freezing cold, and still out here tailgating, and the stadium was packed. And, you know, even though we haven't been winning that much, but it's the Steelers, and so that's a rival game. It was packed to the fullest today.
You came out with leading one out of the game, you know, with a concussion. What would it mean, you know, for you guys if you had to do without him? Hopefully not, but if you had to do without him for a game or whatever, what does that mean?
We got Colt, and Colt gonna do whatever he do, and we gonna make sure Colt didn't know that we believe in him. But I'm pretty sure Williams gonna be back, and Williams a warrior. You know, he's been around for a while, clinging to his age, but he's a warrior, man. Like I said, Wheaton's one of them guys that, you know, they don't want to get out, and he didn't want to go out then, and he was trying to, they had to hide his helmet from him. And so, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll be back, but if it comes down to it, we got Colt, and Colt makes smart decisions, and, you know, Colt being ready to play all year.
I guess the Steelers weren't too happy when they left the field. Were you surprised by that?
I mean, any team, you know, when they leave the field, you know, after a loss, I'm pretty sure they're not happy. I know I haven't been happy, you know, on a lot of games, and then we had lost, you know. you know, because it hit you right there. And you feel like, you know, at a game like this, you got to pull off a big one. And, but, you know, James Harrison, he came over and spoke to me and stuff. And, you know, that's big. You know, a lot of Steelers went to the locker room. But, you know, he was man enough to come up to me and tell me good game. And, you know, I spoke with him. I said, thank you, man. And, you know, y'all got a good football team. I told him y'all just keep playing.
All right, thank you, Travis.